It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Welcome back to the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast, and today we have yet another special guest for you. He's the four-time coach of the year. He has over 500 wins with the only NAIA program in Canada. He built the program from the ground up in his 18 seasons with the team. It's well known as the best destination in the nation for baseball. Safe to say, he has done more for Canadian baseball than you. It's the director of baseball with the UBC Thunderbirds, Terry McKeag. So, Terry, what goes through your mind as I run down a few of those accolades?
I think just, you know, more proud that we were, more than anything, just able to start a college baseball program in Canada that competes in the U.S., that competes in the NAI. I mean, early on, I remember my first 3, 4, 5 years, a lot of people, a lot of doubters saying that it can't happen, it shouldn't happen in Canada. So to see, you know, the number of kids that have been able to come through our program and have success and get their degree, and then a bunch of guys that have been drafted, we're just proud of what we've accomplished. We got a lot more work here out in front of us, but when you do take a minute to step back and realize what we've accomplished, it makes you feel pretty good.
And obviously this year you had three players who were drafted, including Curtis Taylor to the Diamondbacks, Alex Webb and Bruce Jarry to the Cincinnati Reds, and over 20 overall. Jeremy Newton also got the call to the bigs. But going back to Taylor, he is said to be one of the best prospects since Jeff Francis. Tell me, what about him put some head and shoulders above the competition?
Yeah, Curtis, he had a phenomenal year this year, and he's done really well for us, actually, his whole three-year career here at UBC, right from his freshman year. Didn't come in, as kind of a big-time recruit. He was a kid we were excited to get, but, the thing I've always admired about Curtis is that he's open to learning, and he'd come in and have conversations with the coaching staff about what it's going to take for him to realize his dreams. He's been very focused on one day hopefully being able to get a chance to get drafted when he was here at UBC. So you're always, as a coach, you're really excited for the kid when his hard work and his his ability just want to come and ask, what more do I need to do to make this all happen? And then to see it play out the way it did for him, to have the dominant year and get taken that high and now into pro ball, makes you feel good as a coach. So, he worked hard at it. He always had that frame. He kind of big, tall kid and hadn't put in on a lot of weight when we got him out of high school. And that reminds me a lot of Jeff Francis or Brooks McNiven, where, the velocity was 85, 86. You knew that in 3 years, if we could get the kid stronger and work on some of the finer things with his mechanics, that a lot of times those guys can take big jumps. I don't think you'd ever project 10 miles an hour. The same kind of, it's funny though, here's the second guy we've had to say that about, because with Jeff, it was the same thing. He came throwing like 80 out of high school and Lee's throwing 91, 92. So there's no special thing that we're doing out here outside of these kids just mature and get stronger. And I think we do have an environment that does develop these players, and that's all they can ask for.
Now, your role with the team has changed a bit. You're now the director of baseball after 18 long seasons behind the bench. How hard was it for you to give this up, seeing all these players go through your coaching system and go pro? Now you're handing the reins over. What's a day in the life like for you now as well?
I don't know if I'd say it was difficult to do, because it was almost like it had to happen when you're coaching, and yet you're trying to do a lot of the off the field stuff of developing your program around fundraising and building facilities. It actually became a situation where I knew that I wasn't doing a good enough job as the head coach of the program for our 35 players. And so it was something that I came up with. I took it to the university, and they were very supportive of it. It's very new. Nothing like that's really been done any NCAA program. You wouldn't find a director's role of a specific varsity sport. But we have a unique opportunity here at UBC with some new facilities and kind of running the camp and business component of it through those facilities that will help the varsity team. So I wouldn't say that it was tough. Now, it's funny, when it happened last year, and I remember the first fall practice, and instead of me being out of the field with 35 guys, I'm up in the office, and that was definitely tough. I was having a hard time for a few weeks there of just wondering, did I do the right thing? And
right,
I really felt like I was missing coaching at that point. But getting a kick out of the business side of things, we're doing some pretty big things here around the facility development and making this varsity program even better. So it's not like I'm no longer, I think if I was in a career, maybe nothing to do with baseball, I'd be missing it a lot more. I'm still at the field every day. I'm in the office with the coaches talking every day. So still around baseball. And that's more my day right now is the funding. The indoor training center is now open. That's a $4 million building that's doing really well. well, and now we're going to do a $10 million stadium behind it. So lots of work for me to do. It's more just on the business side versus going out and teaching hitting and pitching and throwing.
Okay, Terry, I want to take a step back. This isn't something you always knew you were going to do, though. You loved this sport as a kid. You played on Team Canada in 1995. You wanted to get into teaching, but took the baseball path instead. How did this program come about?
It's just timing. I was, 1995 on the senior national team at the time, and we missed the Atlanta 96 Olympics by one game. The qualifying tournament was in Edmonton that summer, and we lost to Nicaragua. And so there was a bunch of us. I think I was 23 at the time, and I was just finishing my degree at UBC. I'd come back up here to play at the National Baseball Institute under John Haar, and there was a bunch of us that were kind of at a crossroads. We're like, what are we going to do here? Like, at that age, where college baseball eligibility is over, and there was a guy I met here in Vancouver, Mark Hiscott, who was just like, you know, I want to start a baseball program at UBC, and he was going to fund it, and got to know Mark a little bit, and actually played the first year because I was finishing my degree at UBC. It wasn't really a much of an official thing, but it kind of laid the first groundwork of UBC just having a baseball program. And after 1 year, he brought me in as the head coach and ran the program from there. So it's kind of an interesting story of how we got it built, because the university, it didn't officially just start under varsity. It kind of started in the rec program because they didn't have funding for it. And then it's grown into what we see today. But it was an interesting time back then. I was young. I was just kind of had my degree, looking for a job. And like you'd said there, my plan was, I guess, to become a PE teacher. So when an opportunity to coach college baseball came along, I jumped at it, and good decision by me.
Anything you can do to stick around the game is always a good decision, in my opinion. But when you first started, and as you developed this program over the year from the grassroots level, was getting more exposure for Canadian athletes the sole purpose of why you took the job so long ago? I mean, now you're Canada and you're competing on the same elite level as those in the States. So was this really something that you wanted to do, is gain more exposure for Canadian athletes?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. It was always one of those things. I went to, before transferring back to the National Baseball Institute, I did 4 years down in the States. And so, you know, just something was always kind of in the back of my head of why isn't there something in Canada? Why are these guys a lot of Canadians having to head south? If you had the option at least and wanted to stay in Canada, could that ever happen? And you know, like I said, just a bunch of kind of crazy things happening at the same time that made it an opportunity that we could try to do this. And just, you know, what's really helped is obviously the value of the UBC degree that these kids get. I don't think there's many U.S. programs that can balance the high level of academics that our university offers with now a very competitive baseball program that develops professional players and all conference players and that type of thing. So, you know, really proud of where we've kind of going with it and where we've gotten it to. Yet it's interesting to do things like this. You get a smile on your face remembering back 20 years ago. It was a long time ago, and we're pretty proud of what we've accomplished.
And as UBC progressed in terms of development and talent, you and the athletic director sought out big changes, landing the program in the NAIA, obviously, bringing people like Jeff Francis, among other prospects in. I guess, what did it mean to you and the program at the time to have a player of this stature choose your school, your program, over a Division I school in the state? And was it an easy transition into the league for UBC?
I tell people all the time, and tell Jeff, he doesn't like hearing those types of things, but you know, he's probably single-handedly one of the biggest reasons we are where we are today, because Jeff was the first recruit way back. Like, he came in the class of our first year in the NAI. So for two or three years, we just ran like an exhibition type program, just played some junior colleges across the line in Washington and Oregon, but weren't part of a league, didn't have any of that set up. And so when we knew we were going to go into the NAI, Jeff's recruiting class, he was just graduating, and yeah, he had a couple offers from Oregon State was the big one, and San Diego State came in late and almost got him. And I think at the end of the day, for Jeff, it was a chance to stay at home close to his family. Mm-hmm. He was a very bright kid in the classroom, so the UBC degree was one, and I think he just knew he'd get a chance to pitch right away. So what Jeff showed, and then going ninth overall in the 2002 draft in the first round, he just showed that it truly didn't matter where you were playing in terms of exposure. If you can play, it's the professional scout's job to find you. And so here he was at a small NAI, we're a big school, but in the NAI, and yet he was taken as high as anybody can be taken in the draft. So Jeff was critical because it showed the Canadian kids, if you want to stay at UBC and stay in Canada and get that degree, it's not going to hurt you in your development towards professional baseball.
Okay, now fast forward to the current situation. You now have 5 NAIA championships in the last 7 years. Is this kind of surreal to you as you look back at the history of the program and how it's developed since 1998?
A little bit, but at the same time, I've always been, as long as I have a challenge in front of me, I'm happy, and UBC has been very supportive over these years to keep me here this long and to take care of me, and yet we have this opportunity right now around these new facilities that will make this, take our program to a level that I don't think I could have even ever imagined back when we were starting the program and starting to have some success. Mm-hmm. To have, what I think will be one of the nicest baseball complexes in the country, and then already have a strong varsity program feeding into that. I think there's just some real opportunities for us. We have the nice weather here in Vancouver compared to other parts of the country, especially in the spring during the college baseball season. So being able to take advantage of that. So I'm actually right now really focused on getting these next parts of the development of our program done, maxing out our scholarships, and the stadium's the next big one. So I got lots to keep me busy. Right. And yet, just in this transition of stepping away from coaching, I have had a chance to kind of be able to realize what has been accomplished, and it makes me feel good, but makes me even more excited to where we're going with things.
Obviously, you've come a long way, Terry. Do you ever plan on returning to coaching, whether it be in the minor leagues in a minor league ballpark somewhere in Canada, or do you still see yourself as part of the business side of baseball for many years to come?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, I did, the coaching was 18 years, and that was a long time. I rode the bus a lot, and I felt like I did that. The front office type concept here that we're doing with the director's role really does excite me, because it's more high leverage partnerships and sponsorships and those things that make a big impact on the varsity team that the coach can't really do. I mean, the coach, you recruit, and then you focus on your 35 players on player development every day. And in my role, I can, if I go and find big-time sponsors or donors, that makes big impacts to our team. Our coach can now go out with more money to recruit and stuff. So I'm actually enjoying being able to use my experience and what I've accomplished and use that in a high-leverage situation to make big, impactful changes for the betterment of our program. So, of course, you'd never say that I'll never want to coach again, but right now I'm really enjoying the transition from coaching to more of that front office role, and for now I'm happy with that.
And outside of the game that we all love, what kind of things do you do to take the stress away from the UBC season? I know you're not behind the bench anymore, but you still obviously have that same stress level as UBC goes through their season. So what kind of things do you do away from the diamond?
Yeah, I just like to spend time with my family and my wife, and I got a daughter who's 9 and a son who's 7. So they're actually very excited by Daddy's new role, because I'm at home a lot more. I'm not traveling so much with recruiting and with our schedule. So that's been a positive on the family front. But no, I enjoy other sports too. Like to try to golf, although I'm not all that great at it. I do love playing golf, and my friends and family, just that's usually what I want to get away from baseball. Those are the types of things we do, and go camping and play different kind of sports.
I mean, aside from the professionals, who is really great at golf? It's got to be one of the toughest and most frustrating sports in the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Terry, thanks for doing this. I appreciate this, and thanks for giving us a deeper look into the best destination for baseball in Canada. There are always a ton of Canadian talent looking to earn an accredited degree and play a high level of ball, and obviously UBC is the place to be. So with that, I thank you once again, and best of luck this season, Terry.
I appreciate the time to be able to talk about it, because like I said, it's one of those things we're really trying to put an emphasis on, telling the UBC baseball story more across the country. It's been something that I think people kind of knew about. They heard about Jeff Francis, but when people start to realize the level of player now that we're attracting to UBC, and to see a year like this year's varsity team, 4 guys go into professional baseball in 1 year, they're actually, that puts us in a very small group. There's not many NCAA Division I schools that would have pushed out 4 kids in 1 year. So yeah, we're starting to do some pretty impressive things out here, and so we're really trying to make sure the story gets told a lot better across the country. So opportunities like this I look forward to, because the more people that understand and know what we offer at UBC and that it is an option for Canadian kids when they're thinking about college or university, that helps us out down the road.